Hey y'all, and welcome back to Honey Sex Talk. I miss y'all, okay? It's been a week. Alright, so today we're about to talk about embarrassing moments, because we all have them during sex, and don't be trying to act like y'all don't, because y'all do. This episode is not going to be that long, because I only have a little bit of embarrassing moments, and then somebody, somebody sent me something, like a voice message, so I'm going to add it to, you know, the podcast, the episode. Okay, y'all. So, one of my embarrassing moments was when I had sex at the park, right? It's a park up the street from my house. So, I was like, fuck it, let's go have sex at the park. Let's do something different. Why not? You know, let's just do something different, spontaneous. Like, that shit kind of fun and sexy at the same time. So, we go to the park, and a little bit of foreplay, him finger banging me, kissing on my neck, kissing me. You know, it's cold out here, but at this point, my body's so heated. I'm just so turned on. So, we started having sex from the back, like I'm bent over, touching my ankles. He's just going in, going in, going in. Then, like, I lean up and, like, lean against the bench, and my back is arched, and he's just fucking me going crazy. How about I look at the fence, and I'm like, what the fuck is that, like, looking at it, it's like, you know, and I'm telling him, he's not paying attention, he's too busy fucking the shit out of me, so I'm like, sir, calm down, like, what's going on, do you not see that? He was like, oh yeah, like, somebody got a mask on. I'm like, what the fuck, it's a robber looking at us, like, sir, wait a minute. So, the person was, like, moving his head back and forth. I'm like, what the fuck? We have to go. Like, we have to stop. So, turn out, it was a fucking raccoon. I was like, oh, hell no. Like, what the hell? We got nature watching us have sex. Like, that shit was weird. I was like, what the fuck? But, like, and then after that, like, I was stopped because I just felt weird. Like, hell no. The fucking crazy ass raccoon over here watching us and shit. I'm scared of raccoons anyways because they got their own shit going on. So, hell no. That shit was not cool. It was another time where I met him in the alley and we had sex in the laundromat. And somebody, like, came in the laundromat. I was like, fuck. So, like, but I had a dress on. So, like, we put a dress down. I put my dress down. And he let her put his pants on. He was acting like he was washing and shit. Was no fucking clothes in there. And then the fucking the lights was turned off. So they probably like, what the fuck? All right. So we just get out so they won't make it obvious or whatever. So when the person left, they put their clothes in the washing machine. The person left. We still was hot and horny. So we went, like, behind the building. We just having sex, going crazy. Out of nowhere, y'all. I promise y'all. The weather did not say it was going to fucking rain. How about it fucking rained? I was so fucking mad. I was like, what the fuck? But we still kept having sex. And the next day, y'all already know, I was sick as fuck. Sneezing, coughing, sore throat. I was like, what the fuck? This shit is stupid. But it was worth it, kind of. It was worth it. It was worth it. It was fucking worth it. Like, sex when it's spontaneous be so fucking good. Like, I don't know why. That should be feeling so fucking good. Cause it just do. Like, when you ask, like when you're outside having sex, like, from the back, it's kind of like ideal thing. I know people be getting lift up and all that other stuff. Hell no, I'm scared of heights. Don't lift me up. Shit, I'm gonna fucking fall. I'm gonna be so scared. I don't know, I'd be too scared. Like, I don't even be getting on the roller coasters at Six Flags. I don't be fucking around. I'd be too fucking scared. Let me see. Another time where I was playing hide and go seek sex. Like, that's when you turn off the lights, everything is dark. And your partner has to find you, like Marco Polo type shit. But you already placed in the position that you want to be fucked in. Like, I was in the position of doggy style. In the corner, he had to find me. So, once he found me, he started going into town. Mind you, I just had, like, a fresh full set of nails on. Pink, glitter, popping. Why the fuck We going so hard at it. I fucking hit my hand against the wall hard as fuck. My fucking nails popped off. I was so fucking mad. $30 wasted, but whatever. I went to get them fixed, I think. I probably just popped them all off like, fuck it. Who has the time? For real. Because that shit is out. Almost got caught by the police a couple times having sex outside. That's the only bad thing. Like, you can't have sex outside, like, in the car. Because you will get a fucking ticket, okay? A fucking ticket. And, like, almost fucking arrested type shit. That shit is crazy. Change the rules. For real. That should be crazy as fuck. One of my homegirls, they got caught having sex. Not having sex, giving head in the car. I was like, was you tripping? She's like, no shit. Fuck. You should mind his business. That shit is funny. I love my friends. They funny as fuck. Yeah, y'all. That's going to be about it for the embarrassing moments. Because I don't have that many. So, yeah. I'm about to end the episode. But when I end it, I do have like a voice message of someone that had an embarrassing moment. So, I'm going to add that to the episode. Okay. If y'all have anything, add to the episode. Go ahead and voice message me. I will be listening. I love hearing stuff. So, go ahead. Love y'all. Bye.
All right, let me give you my embarrassing but funny-ass moment. At this time, me and my queen, we already had a very rough schedule. But we always make time to play. Always have time to enjoy each other or do something, you know, just do something. So we went to a concert. It was a Janet Jackson concert. We was getting freaky in the concert. They couldn't tell what we were doing sitting in the stands. Really, they couldn't tell. But we got so heated when we got back home. It was on the cracking. It was the classic panties dropping at the door, got to the bed and was all excited, got in it. We was doing it. And at some point, one of us went to sleep first. We both woke up like, no, you went to sleep. No, you went to sleep. On this story. Now, I'm still inside. Dick's still hard, but yeah, we knocked out. I think her snoring made me wake up. But that's one funny-ass story. Kind of embarrassing, kind of, sort of, but it is.